We know now from a whole range of research that the quality of the classroom teacher is the major influence on student achievement. So the big challenge for us is to get a quality teacher in every classroom. We've had developments such as national testing, national curriculum, and now national teaching standards. And our focus really has been on preparing teachers for the 21st century. And as part of that, we really need teachers who can use evidence, who can work with individual students to aid their development. And previous models of teacher education have been deficient to some degree. Some of them have taken people straight from school. Others have been of short duration. And it really has become very, very difficult with all the expectations on schools and teachers to adequately train teachers using traditional models. One of the problems is that across Australia, maybe a quarter of beginning teachers resign within the first 2 or 3 years of teaching. They haven't been adequately prepared for whatever reasons. Often they're sent to fairly difficult circumstances. The challenge for us is to prepare teachers who've got a better chance of becoming established in teaching and staying in teaching.
And how does the Master of Teaching aim to do that?
One of the deficiencies of traditional models is that people spend limited blocks of time in schools during their training. The Master of Teaching has people in schools 2 days a week right from the start of the program. So they get to know that school, they get to know the staff, they become part of the furniture basically. The other part of this is that we've put specialist positions in place, including clinical specialists and other advisors who more effectively link the university with the school. And these people are working day to day in schools, and we also have networks of schools. So there are weekly seminars, for example, that the beginning teachers attend. So it's really designed to give people a much greater level of support in establishing themselves as teachers. So that's the structural aspect. The other aspect which is most important is the emphasis of the program. Now, the emphasis of the program is on clinical practice. We need teachers who can work with individual students to diagnose their learning progress, their needs, and to come up with appropriate interventions to assist them in their development. So teachers today need to be able to assess students in the broadest sense and to have at their disposal a range of appropriate interventions. This is quite a different approach. It's akin to medical practitioners, people in the health industry, and it's a major feature of our program. Various measures of teachers' satisfaction with their training have shown that across Australia, somewhere around about 42% of teachers, beginning teachers, say that their training has well prepared them for teaching or very well prepared them for teaching. The first cohort of primary MTeach graduates and secondary graduates that were surveyed in 2010 gave a rating of 90% in terms of being either well prepared or very well prepared for teaching. That is a quite significant difference from, if you like, the traditional models of teacher education. The other evidence we have back from people like principals is that they found the MTeach students and the graduates to be mature, motivated, capable. They fitted in well with the school, and probably the best, if you like, tick in terms of the program was the large number of our students who've been hired to work in the schools where they've been practicing.